So I'm so excited to have Raluca here. She's here to share her story, her life. Raluca, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Woo!
I'm so excited. Yeah, look at her color. And I'm a fan. I'm so excited that she's here. I've been wanting her to come for some time now, and she's finally here. So what you been up to?
Well, I just had a big birthday. The big
4-0.
Oh yeah,
that's right. I'm supposed to sing happy birthday here. So let's put it on camera one. Camera one. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday to Raluca. Happy birthday to you.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So how was your birthday, by the way?
It was a beautiful birthday. I had about 72 to 75 close friends that all came together to celebrate me. And I was very touched. My family called in from Romania. I got to speak to my mom and my dad and some of my siblings. It was a beautiful event. And I got to listen to some people telling few words of what they see in me. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the first time that I really had to sit down and listen to all these people talking about how in one way or another I had a little impact in their lives. And that was probably the best gift that I've got.
Let's hear that. I want to hear some of that. Yeah, because this show's all about inspiration. And if you cry, you know, that's very appropriate, because that's what we want. We want to touch hearts. And I'm already touched by just the thought of it. So what do they say? What's some things that really touched you that you said that they how they were touched by you, or what was it?
They were touched and inspired. And I had an impact in their lives.
Okay.
Probably one of them, she went through a really hard time with the divorce. And mm-hmm. when she was at her lowest, she reached out. And because I went through the same process a few months prior, I think we were able to pick each other up, understand, and just be there for each other.
Right.
There are so many other stories. People from, you took care of my child, or you helped me find a place for my mom, mm-hmm. or different stories. But what really made me look back was that everything that I was and I was done, it was because of my mom. Mm. So my mom was the inspiration for me, and then I got to be an inspiration for somebody else.
Very nice. That's beautiful. Tell me about your mom. This is a little earlier, but I didn't expect to talk about this. But your mom must be an awesome person. And I've seen her on social media too. You look somewhat like her. But tell me about your mom. Describe
her. My mom, so I'm the oldest one of 12 children.
12 children?
Yes.
Whoa, that's camera one. 12 children, man, that's a lot.
7 girls, 5 boys. My mom would always say, well, I have a full week of girls and just working days of boys Monday through Friday. That was a joke always.
Yeah.
I left Romania when I was almost 22. I came to New York as an international student, and I always felt like I was missing the best years of my parents' life, because I was growing up and I didn't get to see them very, very much. But what I can tell you is the love that my mom had for all of us kids.
Right.
Imagine doing first grade 12 times, second grade 12 times. Third grade.
Wow.
12 times.
Uh-huh.
And she's not a teacher. She's not a professor. She did it out of her love for her kids.
Right.
And for me, that was always the biggest inspiration. Mm-hmm. Last year in summer, she was diagnosed with liver cancer. Mm-hmm. She's doing much better now.
Right.
And that's when we all her kids, all my siblings, we realized that she's not just our mom. She's a hero. She's still very devoted to her kids, to her grandkids, and I'm hoping she's going to visit us soon and you can meet her.
That'll be great.
So that's my mom. That's my inspiration.
Very cool. That's awesome. I wasn't expecting that at all, and I feel so inspired. Very nice. So then you said you came here what age again?
I was almost 22.
Yeah, I definitely understand it. It's weird because I went to school, I was away for 4 years in Oklahoma, and I had traveled a lot, and then I went to Europe, which I want to talk about, because I lived in Europe for 3 years. I don't know if you knew that.
No, what in Europe?
I lived in Germany for 3 years, and so I've been all around Europe, and I had been gone for so long, and my mother was sick, so I came to take care of her, and she didn't get better, and she ended up passing away, I stayed here, and I hope David feels so comfortable with this. I helped, because he was young, helped take care of him a little bit. Because I've been gone for so long, I felt like my family, 8 years I've been gone. I visited during certain vacations, but I can definitely.
You feel like you missed some of the years that you could
spend. I feel like you should
them.
Be interviewing me. I think I'm so starstruck. I feel like you should be interviewing me. Like maybe I should switch seats or something.
We can go from here.
Yeah. We need to have you come on the show again. But I just
for sure.
When you said that, I felt touched because I definitely understand what you mean by being away and then coming back.
And then being the oldest one, you also.
And I'm the oldest one too. Go ahead.
And you feel a little bit of responsibility.
Yeah.
Helping.
Yeah.
The rest of the family,
right?
Especially because now I came to US, I tried to make a better life for myself, but then I also wanted to help them and make sure that they get to a level of comfort with their lives where I can enjoy and be proud of myself for helping them, but also I want to see them happy and smile and just be a happy family.
I love it. So let's talk about that. So how you've made your life better, because you have a successful business. Let's hear about that and the mission behind it and how you started and basically what it is all about.
Okay. So what I basically do, I own a few long-term care facilities where I take care of people with very complex care needs, from brain injuries to morbidly obese, all kinds of medical issues. But I've been doing that for about 15 years. What I did in the last 2 years, and I like to call it a pandemic successful story, because we heard a lot of unsuccessful stories during the pandemic. I opened a company called Thrive Medical Services. And what we're trying to do with Thrive Medical Services is make sure that everybody has access to care. During the pandemic, it was very difficult for people in care homes, nursing facilities, assisted living, residential care facility to access a doctor, to go to the emergency room. We all know why. And a lot of them had long life consequences because of that, or they died because they couldn't access care.
Great.
So what I decided, I said, what can I do to improve the lives of my patients first, but then reach out in the community? So I came up with the first part of the business was medical and social transportation.
She's a genius. I came up with something. I got a genius here. Go ahead.
So that's what we started with, transportation first. And slowly we are adding different services. So we're branching out. A big one was mental health. So now what we're trying to do, we're working on getting clinicians to go out in the communities and provide services to the people that cannot, for one reason or another, they're either homebound or bedbound, and they cannot access. They cannot go to a doctor. They cannot go to a psychiatrist. Another branch is mobile imaging. So if they're home, sick, bedbound, and they need an x-ray, we're going to send home an x-ray machine and a technician to do the x-ray for you.
That's great.
So these are the little things that we're adding. The last one is podiatry. A lot of older folks are diagnosed with diabetes, and they have really, it's a big need of having foot care. And you have to have a special doctor that will do that for people that are diabetic. So that's the last service that we're adding to this Thrive Medical Services.
Very cool.
I'm very proud of my baby. I call it my baby. And
I bet you're proud.
I'm very proud. And I know so many people will benefit from this.
Right. Very cool. What's your family think? Because you said taking care of your family and also improving their life. What do they think about you starting the business and how's it impact them?
They're very proud of me. And we attended a conference yesterday, and my brother that is here, he is a contractor, a builder, and he helps convert regular homes into homes ADA. So if you have to use a wheelchair, he will help you build the ramp, whatever you need to be able to still live in your home.
Right.
And he took a little video and sent it home to my mom and my dad. And one of the things that he was saying is, just so you guys know, I'm so blessed that she's here. And if I am here, it's because she's here and she helped me be here.
Wow.
So that tells me a lot about how they feel about me.
Very cool, very cool. And it's tough stuff too, right? Because my background, for those that don't know, my background's in insurance as well. So at least in healthcare, because I'm a broker in insurance, done long-term care, I've done the health and life. And so I know with long-term care, it's hard stuff for the people,
yes,
right?
And
I teach HIPAA and workers' comp. So definitely understand the ADA you mentioned.
Yes.
I teach that as well. So definitely understand the struggle. So I really appreciate the service that you're doing for people.
Thank you.
So do you have any other stories, anything that can inspire and help others?
Well, I think something that I'm also very proud and still in very early stages is the Women of Impact Foundation. About a year and a half ago, I started a foundation, and I have a group of excellent women. I wish everybody would get to know them. They're very accomplished in their careers, but they're also good human beings. Mm-hmm. They care, they love unconditionally. Actually, unconditionally love exists. And I found that in a lot of the women that I surround myself with. And they're part of this foundation. And our mission is to mentor younger girls. And we want to reach out to them while they're still young and tell them, you have great potential. It doesn't matter on what field, where you go in life. You have a wonderful potential. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was very important to learn and teach the younger girls that they can be financially independent.
Right.
You don't have, and it's great if you want to get married, it's absolutely perfect. But that is not the ultimate goal in life. Be financially independent before you get married so you don't end up in a tough situation later.
Right.
Another thing that we're trying to do is we want to expose them to different ideas and different opportunities when it comes to career. So what I want, and I talk to the ladies that are part of the foundation, we will take those girls with us one day, obviously with the parents' approval, to work with us. And we explain, this is what it means to be a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it means to be a real estate agent.
Right.
This is what it means to be a psychiatrist. This way they can choose for themselves what they want to do. Oh, my mom wants me to be a dentist. Wonderful. But what do you want to do?
That's great. I love it.
So this is a way of, I have a lot of sisters, like I said.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest one of seven girls.
Yeah.
And I know my sister would appreciate something like this. And I know my nieces and all the girls that will get in contact with us and we will be able to reach out to, they will have I think we will have an impact in their lives.
I love that.
That's what we do with Women of Impact.
Very cool. Yeah, we can get them on the show too, probably.
Right? Love that, yes.
You wish that everyone could know them, and this is one of the greater platforms to achieve that.
Yes, I would love that. I think you would really like all of them.
Very nice. You're still my favorite. Anyway,
right. We can change that.
Are you ready to play the game now?
I am.
All right, good. Unless you, did you have anything else to add?
No, I think.
Okay, good. So what we're going to do now, we're going to play a game. And this is the gratitude game, the GL game. She is tasked with listing as many things as possible that she is thankful for. So again, she has 30 to 60 seconds to do it. And again, this is a way to inspire and also to make people feel better. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Again, you're going to say what you're thankful for and list that item.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm thankful for my family. I am thankful for my friends. I am thankful for my businesses. I am thankful for the foundation. I am thankful for you.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for this show. I am thankful for my baby nephew. I am thankful for God and his love for me. That's all I can think of right now.
All right, wonderful. That was great. High five right there. That's good. Good. So you got a nephew? You got a nephew coming?
He's 10 months old.
Oh, 10 months old?
He is the joy of my life now.
Okay. I think I've seen a picture of that on Facebook. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Great. But you got a lot of nieces and nephews, right?
I do, but they're all back in Romania. He's the only one here.
Wow. That's great.
So he's my favorite.
That's great. And then you said family, you said friends, this show, and then you said God, which is really cool, too.
Yes.
Anything else, even though the timer's off, anything else you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for the life I have. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying the last few years, I have a good life, and I love my life. And every day I pray and I thank God for it, but I also ask God to give me wisdom and strength to help other people to have a good life. I think this is my ultimate goal and mission in life. So I'm thankful for everything that I have. There is not one thing that I can say, oh, I am so upset that this is happening to me, or no. I do have challenges like we all do. But I'm thankful and grateful to God for everything that he does for me every day.
Wow, that's great. I love it. I love every bit of that.
Can you tell I'm a pastor's daughter?
You're a pastor? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you're PK. You know, we call it PKs here. What's he like? Because you talked about your mom a lot. What's your dad like?
My dad is... I have a special relationship with dad. Mm-hmm. I wish I can have him teach every single man in this world how to be a man. Mm-hmm. He's the rock of our family. And in my hardest time, he was my rock. And that's all I'm going to say.
That's good. That's good. That's enough, you know.
He's a wonderful man.
Right. That's great. Yeah, we were saying before, like, you know, I want you to cry and to laugh.
This was not planned.
Well, it's good. I mean, it's a good, those are good tears, and that's what we want to see. And hopefully others are touched by what they're seeing. So, all good stuff. And I like that, too, because I don't know if I told you this, I studied theology, so.
No, I did not know that.
I'm a man of God. Not to get too religious on the show. Again, we want to inspire, we want to encourage. But yeah, you know, I definitely have a relationship with the master, and it's good to hear that you say that you wish that other men can be like your dad and that he's been a rock.
Yes, and you know what I think, it was really important for our family. Like I said, we're all Christian. We grew up like that. We were very involved in church.
Right.
What I really miss right now, being away from home every night. At 9 o'clock, we had our prayer time as a family. It doesn't matter where we were. Mm-hmm. We all stopped.
Mm, that's great.
And we tried to be home for that time, and we had prayer. And today, we have a group chat on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And each day, we have one member of the family that we pray for. Actually, today was my dad.
We all
prayed for him. And... like I said, we all have challenges in life, ups and downs.
Right.
If it wasn't for the prayers that I had from my family and my siblings, my parents and my siblings, I don't think I would be alive today. Mm-hmm. So instilling that in us, that the power and importance of prayer, it was something that I will take with me forever, everywhere I go. And some people might not believe in God. Whatever you believe in,
right.
If you can have that connection with the higher authority and just open your heart and say, I think I really need help right now. Please help me.
Yes.
God will help you.
Yes.
You might not recognize him as God at this point.
Yeah.
But he will, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I experienced that in so many aspects of my life. Like I said, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be what I am today. So this is probably the biggest thing that I'm thankful for. The love that God showed me. And he still shows me every single day.
Mm-hmm. So she's making me about to cry now. Like, this wasn't planned. All good stuff. Anything else you want to say?
I think I've said enough.
Okay, yeah. All good stuff. All right, so now, are you ready for the next game? Now we're playing a next game to lighten it up a little bit. This is our next game, and this is the word or quotation. Something going to show on the screen here in a bit. Something's going to show on the screen, and it's going to show the quotation or the word of the day. So again, the guest is tasked with sharing a quotation that has inspired them and a word that has helped them get to where they are now. Again, a quotation and a word that is helpful and inspiring.
Never give up. No matter how hard it is, don't give up. Don't give up. Because somebody depends on you. You might not know it, but somebody depends on you not giving up. Somebody's looking up to you. You might not know it, but don't give up. And I think that goes along with consistency. Be consistent in what you do. It doesn't matter how hard it is, be consistent. And if you're consistent today, tomorrow, eventually, you will see the results.
That's great. High five right there. You know, our guest right before you, he said that was his word too, consistency. So that's interesting. So everything's aligned there. Good stuff, good stuff. So that is basically it, unless you want, you said everything, right? So, okay, good. How do we stay in contact with you?
Well, you can reach us at the Facebook page, Instagram page, and the website. It's called thrivemedicalservices.net.
So you heard her story, her life, how she's helping people, how consistency and never giving up is a mantra to help you succeed. Also faith. We want to thank her for coming to the show. We want to thank you for watching this awesome show. Have an awesome, awesome day. Thank you.